vote for him, I would be very honored if you would consider me as his second runner-up for his place. Congress, running for Congress is a big job. A lot of people think of all the glamorous aspects of it, but really, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of hard work. And that is one of the things that I think is very important. When I look at President Trump and I think of the things that he's doing to help our economy, I want to get in there and I want to help him to cut taxes, cut red tape, and stimulate our economy. I want to be an advocate for Western North Carolina, for the things that are going on here in Cherokee, as well as other 17 counties. When I'm thinking about how complicated the job is up in D.C., I realize that I'm going to need all the help I can get. I'm going to need your help, I'm going to need your prayers, but also I've said from day one that I'm going to join the House Freedom Caucus. And there's strength in numbers. They're also very conservative. They move issues to the right, and that's where we want them to end up. Conservative viewpoints. But there are people in Congress up in Washington, D.C., that want the congressperson to work for them, lobbyists and special interests. They don't want the congressman to work for the folks back home. And that's why I think the Freedom Caucus is so important, and I'm going to stand strong. I'm not going to compromise. And that's why Jim Jordan wants me to join the Freedom Caucus. And Mark Meadows, one of President Trump's biggest allies, has endorsed me. So I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. I'm going to work with them to advocate for Western North Carolina, what's important to us back home. Those issues might be the economy. They could be use of our federal lands, where we get to use our federal lands here at home for what the purposes we were intended to use our federal lands for. I'm going to protect the Second Amendment. I know this is a Second Amendment sanctuary county, and I can still carry every day, and I think you should too. But really, some of the issues that we're going to be talking about are much bigger than even those issues, because what we've done is we've compromised along the way, and we've lost some of our freedom. And that's what we have to get back, the freedoms we've lost, and we have to stop compromising on important issues. When I was young, I started my career under President Reagan, and I saw what happened when he cut interest rates, he cut taxes, and stimulated the economy. When I first started in the real estate business, interest rates were over 18%, and I got involved, they had fallen to 11%. That's a complicated and difficult economy to deal with. I was in my 20s, I was a young person, and I learned how to make it work. We were creative, we used creative financing, we did all sorts of different things. But I saw how important it was to see what the president was doing, because I had come from a different president that made life really hard on us. And so I really appreciated what Reagan was doing for the economy and for me as a young person so that I could advance, so I could get ahead in life. The economy is starting to take off now under President Trump because he's doing similar things. He's cutting taxes, he's cutting red tape, and now we're seeing the benefits of that. And that's what I am looking forward to going up there and working with him on these issues, because these are very important. And he knows what he's doing. So our economy has taken off, and President Trump is working really hard every day. And I promise that I will too. One of the things that I wanted to talk about is a little complicated. I have some notes here, but there's, for instance, one of the issues that is very important to you guys is that President Trump has allocated $10 billion to help bring internet, 3G internet, to rural counties. Well, they're also, at the same time that this is happening, big corporations, AT&T and Verizon, are asking for 19 cities in the country to get 5G network. And I kind of agree with President Trump that we should at least have 1G before the big cities get 5Gs. So he's on the right track, and I support him in that way. I think we need more than 1G. We need 3Gs to be able to use it for the internet.
Well, you have four here. Huh? You have four here. I work for AT&T.
So are you getting it, but it's not available everywhere in everyone's home?
You're correct, it's not. But we don't have the infrastructure that supports wireless and wireline to make that happen.
Right, and we would like to get that. So President Trump is trying to get it to people that don't have even 3G. If you've got 4G, you're probably not complaining, because that's what I'm living with, and I'm very happy in the real estate business, and I have to have it 4G. But there are people that I've spoken with here that do not have 3G, do not have internet, that have very difficult cell reception, maybe not right in the city here.
In the county?
Yes.
The schools don't have it, and I watch them.
So do you think that that would be important?
Absolutely.
Then we're on the same page. I think it's important that we have internet access in our schools, in our homes, and cell reception, and in some cases close by, TV. So that's what I want to say. Another thing, there is some fake news that was spread, has been spread. Hundreds of thousands of dollars were spent on fake news. The source of that news about an audio tape that claimed that I was a never Trumper. The source of that news is the source of that news was a PAC that supports Democrats, that supports Rhino Republicans that are going to run against people that are going to join the Freedom Caucus. So it was a direct attack against me because of my principles and that I'm going to join the Freedom Caucus. The audio, how did this fake audio get created, or this fake news get created about the audio? So the audio was doctored. And by that, what I mean is, I'm going to tell you the story because you need to know the truth. When I was in our headquarters, similar to this, a couple of us got together, we're going to put together our palm card. After the primary's over, I know that I'm still in a primary, but most of your candidates have already been selected. You know who your candidates came through the election and they deserve to be on the palm card, should be no discussion. Five guys walk in the door, and it's a faction, a well-known faction in Haywood County, and they said, no, we're not going to put your candidates on that palm card. We don't like, and one of them was Jim Davis, and I fought hard to keep him on there. One of them was one of our commissioners. I fought hard to keep him on there. These guys had earned their position. I didn't care what they thought. They were five guys. 10,000 people had come out and voted for our candidates, and they did not get to override the voice of the people at that point. Well, I wasn't the only one fighting that fight. There were others, but they got into such a heated debate, such a loud discussion, that I thought they were going to have a fight. One of the guys I thought was going to have a heart attack, but they ended up in court. They got so mad at each other, they sued. So in that environment, I'm a little agitated. I'm like, we need to get this done. We were supposed, all the people that came in to volunteer that were going to help us hand out the palm cards, we're going to create a calendar, we're going to do all this work, they left. So I was getting frustrated, and I said, you guys are never going to vote for, and I used Jim and Mike and Kevin and all these people, people you would know, you're not going to let us put them on the palm cord. You sound just like the never Trumps. And I said, there's never going to be, you're never going to get your way. We're not going to go that way. We're going to do what's right. And they kept conversations going on. I said to the guy who has shared this 10,000 times on the internet, I said, Eddie, I'm being facetious. He knew I was being facetious. He knew that means joking. So the end result was they took us, they recorded. Well, they only told me they had a little bit. I kept saying, just release the tape. The truth will come out. Let us know what's true. They would not release that tape for 3 years. On Thursday before the election, they finally released 30 minutes of the tape. And on it, it says, this is what I'm hearing. I quoted what I heard the Never Trumper saying. I said, I'm being facetious. And the chair of the Haywood County Republican Party, you can hear his deep voice say, she's a big Trump supporter. There's the facts. That is what you will hear on that tape. If you go through all the mishmash, you're going to hear that. So I knew if I could get that truth out that I didn't have anything to worry about. But in the meantime.
Question on that part then. Can you explain Jane Bilyeu's, the article that came out today then with the campaign funds?
So
where that goes back to the PAC?
That's a different thing. Okay, so that's the Never Trump narrative. That is a different, a big PAC, a national PAC spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on that Never Trump advertising with me looking like I was about 103 years old. So does anybody have any questions about Never Trump? Yes.
Are you a member of the Asheville Tea Party?
No, I mean,
we're a member of the Asheville Tea Party.
I am definitely friends with the Asheville Tea Party, but I live in Haywood County. So I was involved with the Haywood County 912 group. And we were involved in educational things, like learning about the Constitution. I worked with people like all across Western North Carolina. I've been to Washington, D.C. with Freedom Works to defend Kavanaugh. So I am definitely an activist.
You are connected heavily with the lady...
Jane Bilio.
And also with Asheville Tea Party.
Okay, so let me just finish up. I just want to make sure that you don't have any questions about the Never Trump narrative.
This is part of it.
That doesn't have anything to do with the Never Trump.
The Asheville Tea Party had you as a Cruz delegate during the 2016...
Okay, so many of us, I don't know if every single person in this room was for Donald Trump from day one. My mother, who's out in the car with me today, she was one of those people. She started off from... She loved President Trump the minute she saw him. She loved him. But I
supported him in The Apprentice.
Ted Cruz. And other people supported other candidates. So, yes, as soon as my candidate lost, just like all those other candidates going on that palm card, I became an advocate. I fought hard for President Trump. I stood out and did sine waves. I got my friends and family. My mom can verify if you want to go talk to her in the car. She got in her wheelchair and went out there and did sine waves with me on the street corner in Haywood County. More than once, we took our cut out on President Trump. I organized the polls for that election. I made sure there were volunteers to hand out the palm cards to make sure he got elected. And every time they said, I'm not sure, it doesn't look like President Trump's going to make it, you know, candidate Trump, it's a Hillary Clinton thing, I would work harder. So the people of Haywood County had no doubts, except the five that walked in that door are the only ones that have ever accused me of being a Never Trumper. And after President Trump came down the elevator that night at 4 o'clock in the morning, I stayed up to watch it. I was so excited that five of us got together and we paid for the 2017 President Trump inaugural ball. At our expense, we bought all the food, we hired a band, and we had 250 people show up. Those 250 people do not question whether I supported Trump or not. They were Trump supporters. 60% of the voters in Haywood County were not quite as good as you guys. You guys are 70%. They voted for Trump. They would never have elected me as secretary of the Haywood County Republican Party, not in a heartbeat. They would never have done it. They then promoted me 2 years later to the vice chair's position because I am always supporting President Trump. Every day, every meeting, every place I go, I support him.
I'm not questioning Trump.
I just wanted to deal with the Trump.
I'm not questioning your
let's
Trump.
Let's go on to the next thing. Just get rid of this first. Does anybody have any questions?
I just want to make one comment. I think we can put this to bed. Move on to what you want to move
on
to.
Yeah, talk about that.
You said there are 30 minutes of tape.
30 some odd
minutes. Is that available to be posted online?
It's already online.
It's online.
Okay, all right. So what?
First in Freedom got it, wrote a whole long article.
So can you tell everybody where to go so they can listen to
Linda,
it and make their own judgments?
LindaForCongress.com has it posted there. It's called the Trump tab. Mm-hmm.
Then there'll be everybody can make up their own minds by listening to the tape.
Yes.
And it'll be solved or not solved one way or the other.
Let's just see if
we can beat this horse forever, but that's the facts. That's what we'll solve.
It's very clear. I listened to the whole tape.
Yes, the question wasn't about your patriotism towards Trump.
I'm going to finish that first because that needs to be dealt with. And Leo still wants to talk about it, so what do you guys say?
No. I want to ask you a question.
She's next.
Thank you. Do I have your permission to air it on my radio show?
The 38-minute tape?
Yes, ma'am.
As long as you explain like the fellow did,
Carmen. And I'll invite you to come on as a guest.
He's allowed you, don't trust
if you it. Want to. That is a really boring, primitive
so
tape.
Yes?
I don't have the tape. I mean, it's not my tape. It's out there. Okay.
But you can sue it.
I mean,
But you can sue it.
I can sue you if you put it on the tape, on the air. I don't know. He says I can sue you if you put it on the air. Well, I'll talk later, Leo. You're an attorney, I'm not.
I agree with Cindy.
Let's move to the next thing.
Yeah, if you get another question, let's move along.
The question was just in regards to, I'm sorry, the question was just not about the patriotism towards Trump. The question was into your relation to the payments.
Okay, so that.
For Jane Bill, well, you're in with Jane Bilyeu, correct? Is your?
Yesterday, an attorney released a full statement to the NC, North Carolina's State Board of Elections, and she has stated unequivocally, there is no coordination with the PAC. There was no, yes, I know.
I mean, that went out today.
Huh?
The Mountain, Smoky Mountain released that today.
Smoky Mountain News is, you'll have to just form your own opinion about them. They are a very liberal newspaper. They're a source for the original article was another campaign, Joey Osborne's campaign. So you don't use one campaign against another campaign to accuse them of something. The State Board of Elections is going to make that decision. The attorney's turned in her paperwork to them, and there's no coordination. I think is the word that they use, no coordination with the PAC.
But Jane had admitted that she was okay. All right, never mind.
So once again,
I'll stop with the beating the horse. I'm just asking.
To solve these things, point everybody to the facts.
Okay.
Point them to the documents.
Yes.
Let them read the documents, and they can make up their own minds from the official documents. So
right.
If those are available, how do we get to them?
I don't know that the attorney, she just wrote the thing yesterday or the day before.
That will be on your Facebook page eventually, though.
I'll give it to you
Facebook.
Somehow.
Yeah, that's
thank you.
Give me your card.
I'll give you my card.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, this is about the other thing, which my attorney wrote to the State Board of Elections, turned in the...
The State Board will have provided something.
The State Board of Elections has it, and they're going to make a decision.
So,
thank you.
At that point, then we know the facts.
Then we'll all know the facts. But
yes.
Yeah, there you go.
You're welcome. Come back next month, and we'll...
I'm not ever coming back if you guys...
We'll
plan on questions.
That's all I'm asking for is the fact.
Most of us are.
Thank you.
Good show, Linda.
You're welcome to stay, too.